Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel helping us talk about the markets in just a moment.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack-on-the-pounds, keep-them-healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Weather's definitely had a lot of impact on our cattle markets, both the feeder and stocker markets, as well as the feedlot marketplace in the Southern Plains since the beginning of the new year. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that this is impact. It's going to take a while to work through the system fully.
We've had a lot of disruptions that is having a cumulative effect. At the feedlot level on fed cattle, you know, we've had disruptions just literally in the ability to move cattle, as well as the lost performance and the impacts that's having on carcass weights. Certainly cattle out in the country are suffering through this as well. I'm sure we will note, if not now, eventually we'll see the lost performance and the impact that has all the way down to the cows and calves. Many of these cows are getting ready to calve here soon and will be impacted as well.
Now, when we start losing tonnage, losing pounds, I know they're talking 40 or 50 pounds on animal in a lot of cases that we've lost in recent days instead of putting weight on, that means it ends up being less tonnage through throughput eventually, right?
Most of the time, we don't recover all of that performance. Certainly, it delays the animals. They will come out of the storm. They will eventually go ahead and finish. They may not finish with as good a carcass quality, and typically, we will not get all those pounds back. So it's permanently gone, and that has the supply impact of reducing the amount of tonnage in the market.
Now, as you know, we're on the short side of supplies anyway, but if we shorten the supply up even more, can we get better cash prices down the road?
Well, I think we're already seeing at least sporadically higher cash prices. It will certainly help that. Obviously, it's all balanced against demand, and that's still the real fundamental key to this thing. But in the very short run, the disruptions in quantity and from both numbers of animals moving as well as the carcass weights will give us some higher prices. Unfortunately, in most cases, those higher prices do at best cover the additional costs that we suffer going through this. So I don't know that we necessarily gain a whole lot as producers through that process, but we will see some higher prices that hopefully at least helps compensate for the additional production costs.
What are the ramifications for our cow-calf guys and our stocker guys with this type of weather?
Well, on the stocker side, I think, the wheat was spread out. We had a lot of cattle on fairly light wheat, and so I suspect they were a little bit limited on forage availability in many cases anyway. I think some of these calves were fairly small going out. I don't think they've gained as well as we would expect. All of that leads me to say that there may be some interest in graze out. Certainly over the next month, we're going to be thinking about whether we're going to move these cattle or stay with them.
OSU livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, he says that the key for our cow-calf operators, make sure your body condition scores for your mama cow staying strong. You don't want them going backward, nutritionally speaking, during this wet and icy time of the year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches proudly presents our annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and limflex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.